Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Tell Stephen A. I said hello, damn it.
I will not. I'm not going to do that. It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All right. Coming up at noon today, we're going to go down to L.A., talk to Nick Hamilton, sports and entertainment reporter for Nightcast Media. He's also a host on Sirius XM, knows the Rams, knows the Dodgers.
Lakers.
Also a film critic.
Yeah, he was on the red carpet. They had some shindig in L.A. I go, that must be cool.
That'd be awesome. I could ask him about all the movies.
Have you ever been to a red carpet
event, Tony? No.
Either of us.
No, I could ask him all about the movies that I've never seen.
I've been to a player's ball, though.
Catering?
No, the actual.
Right, were you catering for it?
No, I was with my crew.
Oh,
at the turf club.
Right, serving the food and passing out the hors d'oeuvres.
Dancing and chopping it up.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah, mingling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you might have been working it. I'm sorry.
I was working. You know what I mean?
So Brock Purdy is not going to play tonight. And this is week five, and he's been in and out of the lineup already a couple times. And we got to play this. The Morning Roast was playing it, and it was set a couple weeks ago. After the Seattle game,
all right.
NFL Odyssey Insider, our very own Lorenzo Neal, played in the league for almost 20 years.
Lolo.
And he was asking about, he was asked about turf toe. And this again was about 3 weeks ago. This was after the Seattle game. And Lo Neal, as they say, it sounds like he hit the nail on the head. Take a listen to what Lo Neal said, and this was, again, 3 weeks ago.
I think this week, for sure, he's out. I would not even think about it this week. Brock might get out there and say, hey, guys, I'm going to try to go on this if he needed to. And I think he will get to that point that he's going to, if they needed him, I think if they needed him in 2 weeks from now, I think he could go. But that's me predicated on what the belief that I have in myself and what I've seen from Brock. I think he's a tough guy. He's not a guy that wants to sit out, who's a guy that's like, it's a little pain. Brock has to be in pain for him to sit out. This guy knows what he means to this organization. This guy loves football. I can never question his heart because this is a tough game, guys. And to play with turf toe, I played with the guy, Eric Martin, and he had turf toe, and I watched the doctor before the game get that needle, 3-inch needle, shoot that into the joint. So they go in there, shoot it into the ligament, but then go in between that big toe and that joint right there where it hooks in and shoot it inside there. They put different things to try to relieve some of the pain. And afterwards you just see the toe, the black and blue and how they're walking around the next couple of days. After they get done, guys, I'm telling you, if he plays, he's not practicing the rest of the week. So when he does play, you're going to be at limited practice, I'm telling you, during it for the rest of the season, if he plays, because that's how hard and that's how tough it is to recover from turf toe. If he plays, and when he plays, the following week, he does not practice. He practiced maybe on Friday, a little bit on Saturday, walkthrough. But if that toe's that bad, I'm telling you, that's the kind of injury it could be.
Oh, my God. I just felt like I watched the surgery. Man, 3-inch needle? This ain't going away. How about that?
Well, it doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound like it. And it sounds like something that they're going to have to maybe bite the bullet on and give him a couple weeks and then try it again. Here's what I think happened over the last couple weeks. I think he obviously played against Seattle and they won.
Yeah.
And he came out of the Seattle game and he said, you know what? I got a toe problem. All right. It's turf toe. What are we going to do? Well, let's sit him against New Orleans. Okay, so they sit him against New Orleans. And then the next game is against the Cardinals. Can he go? Can he not go? You know what? It's not there. Let's go with Mac Jones again. Okay, we go to Mac Jones. They win another one. Now, the Mac Jones injury complicates things, but regardless of that, sometime before the Jacksonville game, Brock Purdy said, I think I can go. I can go. And then he did some stuff at practice, and everybody said, all right, let's give it a try. But what I think is he was so ineffective, and the correlation between the injury and his performance is something that they have to acknowledge, because they believe Brock Purdy's a better quarterback than he was on Sunday. There's no doubt about it. So they've got to believe it was the toe, I think. All right, well, if it's the toe, guess what? I think this is where this is where Kyle Shanahan goes, hey, listen, I know you said it was okay last week.
Yeah.
I don't think it was okay last week. Your play didn't seem like it was okay last week. So now what we're going to do is you're definitely not playing against the Rams.
Okay.
We'll take another look at it maybe next week, midweek, and we'll figure out Tampa Bay. But I'm telling you right now, if it feels like, you know, if it's sounding like it feels the same way as it did going into the Jacksonville game, you're not playing. Not because you can't make it through, but because you're not good enough right now. Mac Jones is better, if he's healthy, than the version of Brock Purdy we saw on Sunday.
Okay, I'm not mad at you, but I just want to take it one step further. If Mac Jones, obviously healthy, let's just say the whole offense and Mac's bad, you know, just, you know, we know how to judge it. Just, you know, not the best performance. Does that any way have any influence on what you do moving forward with Brock, because Mac might not have put his best foot forward? Or are you just like, no, Brock, you got to get healthy. We don't even care what it looks like. We need you on the shelf. So when you do go out there and try to beat your new foe, which is the toe, we'll know we've gave you ample time. I'm just wondering, if we see the bad Mac Jones, does that influence the coaching staff? Brock, oh man, I gotta get out there by Tampa.
Well, is the bad Mac Jones worse than Brock Purdy last week?
I won't know until tonight. Well,
then we gotta wait. But
some would say that shouldn't have any bearing on it at all.
Okay, some would say that. I might even say that. What I'm saying is, however Brock Purdy's toe felt before the Jacksonville game, if he's telling me, if he says before the Tampa Bay game, you know, it feels pretty much exactly like it did before the Jacksonville game. Well, you ain't playing then. Sorry. You weren't good enough with that injury.
Now, what if that was just a bad performance then, Stoney? Wasn't relegated to the toe? Like, how do they decipher that? Or it's a feel?
Okay, well, this is where he's our franchise quarterback. We paid him an exorbitant salary. Yeah. So, clearly, that's not who we play. That's the worst game he's had, maybe as a 49er. It has to be the toe. Let's get the toe right. If it's not the toe, they got bigger problems than just whether he's going to play today or next week. Mm. Then they got a problem with the quarterback who's just not good enough, but I don't believe that they're there. I absolutely think the toe had something to do with it.
Yeah,
I don't see how the toe could not have something to do with it.
And Brock did say, we played a soundbite yesterday, Stoney. He felt like if this game was on Sunday, I mean, the toe already feels better than it did, you know, after the Seattle game. So there's improvement there. But I do believe a lot of why he's not playing is because this is a short week. they had a quick turnaround, and maybe that'll bode well now that you get 10 days off after tonight. Maybe he's in a better spot. But just listening to Lo Neal, a former football player, you know, that played the game at a high level, just describe and talk about that injury, something he knows about. Man, Steiny, this it doesn't seem like it's just a 1 or 2 week thing.
This is Greg Cosell, senior editor at NFL Films, and he's talking about the week-to-week discussion on Brock Purdy.
The week-to-week stuff with Brock Purdy is a little, kind of gets a little silly to me, because I almost feel like people talk about Brock Purdy as if, well, he's not really that good, so if he has a good game, yeah, let's wait and see then what he's going to do next week. Brock Purdy's their starting quarterback. He's a good player. I mean, I think if you pretty much talk to almost anybody, they'll tell you he's a good player. Was he as sharp as he normally is in this game, and he had just come back, and we have no idea how the injuries affected him? He wasn't as sharp as he normally is working between the numbers. There were throws he was a little wild high. I don't know if that's a function of his toe, his shoulder. I can't speak to that.
Well, I mean, yeah, I agree with Greg Cosell. The week-to-week conversation about, you know, Purdy's performance might be a little silly because he's not going anywhere, but the week-to-week assessment of whether or not he's ready to play and whether he's at 100%, I think, unfortunately, that's going to be something that goes on for at least a little while.
That's the new game.
A few more weeks.
Yeah, no doubt. And who controls that? Communication between the coach, the trainer, the medical staff, and Brock Purdy.
888-957-9570 is the number. I'm interested to know how 49ers fans feel about, like, what's transpired and what may transpire with Brock Purdy. Because the way I'm looking at it is, like, I'm just going through the games and kind of the way our conversations have gone.
Okay.
And, okay, so this is kind of the way that I'm looking at it. So Brock Purdy wins a game against Seattle, and he comes out of that game, and he's hurt. He's got a toe injury, okay? And then they got New Orleans the next week. He's got turf toe. They sit him out, okay? They beat New Orleans. They go to Arizona. You know what? Let's not play Brock. Still not ready. Let's go with Mac Jones. Mac Jones wins against Arizona. Okay. Mac Jones gets hurt. How's Purdy feeling? He's feeling a little bit better. He thinks he can go. All right, let's put Purdy in there. Jacksonville. He goes. He's not very good, and he gets hurt. And so now he's not playing against the Rams. And the thing that I find fascinating is after the Seattle game when he was hurt and through the Arizona game, what dominated the discussion was, what do you do with Purdy? Like, do you play it safe? It's football. Do you put him out there? Everybody's hurt. So if he's just a little hurt, you put him out there. And so now they put him out there. He's hurt. And to my way of thinking, now, like, we've got to deal with this all year long, or at least for the next few weeks. And so, like, all the conversation we had about what the Niners should or shouldn't do, or how they should or shouldn't play it with Purdy, like, 3 weeks ago, it feels like, well, that's gone now. They picked it, and it didn't work out, and now he's going to miss a few more games, and that's kind of the way it goes. But it's football and next man up, and I'm thinking, well, then why did we discuss it in such detail when we weren't really privy to his condition or how healthy he was?
I can't say you're wrong, but we'll never be privy to the information. So it just sounds like to me, Stoney, a lot of people are second-guessing the decision because of his performance.
Yes, absolutely.
But why I just want to interject is, it's so tricky. He's a grown-ass man. He's an athlete. He's got coaches. They got a medical staff. If they all agreed he was ready to go, I think, obviously, you go play. He tried to play. He tried to play because he felt like he could. He looked bad. And you are right. I came and told you Willard and Dibbs. I don't know if that was just a bad performance or he was injured. But Cosell is hinting at, and I kind of get, this is what I got from him. You know, it's kind of unfair to say, you know, whatever you think of Brock Purdy, we know he was hampered. But how that can apply to everybody on the field. My question, Steiny, is does he have enough gravitas, and I think he does, Brock Purdy, if he feels good before his next opportunity to play their next game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he echoes, I think I'm good to go, I think all the coaching staff can do is take him at his word and hope that that was just one bad game, he flushes it out, or nobody wants to hear this, but if we listen to Baldinger, Brian Baldinger, who told the Morning Roast, this thing is cryptic, it can follow you all year, followed by Lo Neal saying basically the same thing. This is their new reality. And when you pose a question and make a statement like you just did to me, Steiny, I don't know where to go or who has the antidote of how to basically handle it right, but go out there, see what you can do, and we hope it's improving.
Do you think there's any way doctors can look at that toe and they looked at it right before the game?
All right.
Okay? They know what he tried to play on, whatever the condition of the toe was on Sunday. He said he was fine. He goes and plays. Now they look at the toe Monday or Tuesday, and they're like, geez, it's worse than it was on Saturday or Sunday. Well, to me at that point, he's not playing Thursday. Okay, then let's say we get to Tampa Bay.
Okay.
And if I look at the toe and he goes, you know what, it feels pretty good. I don't know. Can they look at the toe and say, yeah, actually, it's exactly the way it was before the Jacksonville game. It actually, we can tell, you might feel good, but it's at the same healing stage. Well then you're not playing because you stunk with that with that toe 3 weeks ago, and I'm going with Mac Jones. Let's try. Let's come back the next week, and we'll see if it looks better and feels better, and the doctors say it's better.
No. Hey, you could be right, but going off that low Neil sound that we just played, Steiny, I mean, where is the needle part of this? Is it going to get to that point to where he needs to get shot up with a needle to go out there and try to play as effectively as he can? I don't know, but to answer your question, it doesn't sound like they can do an x-ray of the toe and say, oh, it's getting better. It's just one of those things to where you got turf toe. It's a ligament tear. It has to heal. Now it's about pain tolerance. But I didn't hear anything, and maybe it's a good thing, knock on wood, that he's gotten to the juncture, Brock Purdy, that is, of needing a shot to go out there and try to play.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. 49ers go down to L.A. tonight. It's their fifth game of the year. They're 3-1. First place at stake, but they're going to head into that game banged up, and Mac Jones is going to be the starting quarterback. And I think what's most troubling is not just the Purdy injury, but where we go from here with the Purdy injury. And, you know, I was obviously been listening to Willard the last few days, and, you know, he was talking about how, you know, if you're questioning the Purdy contract now, you probably didn't want him in the first place.
Right.
I'm not so much interested in that. Because the way I look at it, if I were a 49er fan, it's okay to like Brock Purdy. It's okay to say, you know, he's our franchise quarterback. But it's more than fair to worry about him. You know, it's more than fair to be worried about him, even if you do like him. And my question to 49er fans would be, you know, what if this is kind of the new normal, what would concern you about Brock Purdy? Is it his performance? Is that what would worry about Brock Purdy? Is it the fact that his contract is calling for him to make so much money? Is it now you worried about him being injury prone?
Ask me.
What is it?
Him on record is saying, and it's new, he doesn't know, and I'm going with this right now, right? He doesn't know if the toe was the reason for the bad play. That's my immediate concern. Like, I would like to hear, yeah, it was because of the foot. You know, Steiny, my elbows hurt. My velo was down. That's a direct result from that injury. But when Brock said, I can't tell you, the toe was the reason for me out there. And I think that's where you have the license, not for an excuse, but, like, we understand what you're – like, you're hurt. You're gimpy. But I guess I thought, oh, man, this thing could linger if he didn't know after a game – if that was the reason.
He knows. You don't think he knows?
But you think it would have been? Like, I'm asking honestly. You know what? I think he does it. But would you have lost any football respect for him or any player that said, yeah, that was a lot because Toe was just really bothering me? I wouldn't have.
Well, you say that now, but, like, I disagree. If Mac Jones said, hey, did the toe bother you? And he goes, you know what? I really couldn't plan off it. But he would – then people would say, you know the way it is in football. Yeah. If you're on the field, you're healthy. Then it's like, you know what? Then you hurt your team. Like that – no, I don't think another quarterback. I don't think another quarterback would get the break. Like,
we're making too big of a deal of it. Then, if you're right, if you're on the field, we're assuming you're healthy. Everybody's got a story. Then
he is hurt, but he just didn't want to say he was hurt.
He never may be 100% moving forward.
Okay, well then that's a problem. Like that's a problem. But all I'm saying is that if his toe was hurt,
yeah.
And he managed to fight through and play, and that's the way he played. Well, and he had input on that decision. He doesn't have input on that decision anymore, because just because he wants to play, I'm not putting him out there if that's the quarterback I'm getting.
I get that.
I'm going to assume it's a quarterback I'm getting because he did look different than he normally looks when he's healthy. You know, the other thing is, was the toe the reason he fumbled?
No. I'm saying no. That ball got knocked out of his hand.
So there's a lot to figure out as to what relates to what and what doesn't.
Well, I'll tell you this, and this is no shade at the youngsters on the defensive line, but when you lose Bosa, there's nothing until you go make a move or try. And even with that, you ain't getting nothing close to the impact of one Nick Bosa. But Stoney, I will say in a crazy way, and I'm not minimizing or diminishing Brock Purdy. If he's out, I do feel like what we've seen from Mac Jones, who's 2-0 in a Niner uniform, the drop off is not as big as what we're seeing on the D line, and depending on these youngsters and the Bryce Huffs of the world. Like, Mac Jones has shown us he can win. So, you know, I'm going worst case scenario. You miss Brock, you know, Mac still, he's a serviceable quarterback, Sonny. That's all I'm saying, and he's undefeated when he started. Now, what that means tonight, I have no idea. It could mean diddly squat, but I guess I hope you get the gist of what I'm putting down. I think the quarterback without Brock Purdy, the quarterback for position for the Niners is, I dare I say, in good hands. Okay, there's some fall off, but it's not that drastic in other cities, I believe.
Yeah, and you know what?
And Max 2-0 under center as a starter here.
And I'm going to absolutely, positively wait to make that assessment on Mac Jones and how long he can hold it down. Yeah, he's won them two games.
But this matters tonight because it's the Rams. It matters.
Of course. And you take into consideration that they're not whole, but you'll be able to tell if he looks overmatched or not. But the idea that, I don't know, this is just me, the idea that, you know, Mac Jones won a game against the Saints, and then they won a game against the Cardinals means...
Which they could have lost both, I hear you.
You know, means that, like, everything's fine, and you know, Mac Jones could get them where they need to go. I'm absolutely, positively not there. We're getting into an area here where, to me, this is how you judge a backup quarterback. Like, he's passed the first test.
Yeah.
If you miss your quarterback for a couple games, can he keep it afloat? He's done that. Well, what if it's now multiple games? What if it's now 4 to 5 games? Can you go 3-2 in those games? He's already gone 2-0. What if he has to play? What if we have to play 3 more games without Purdy? Can he go 1-2 or 2-1? I don't know. Does he go 0-3? So if Mac Jones is going to end up playing multiple weeks, we are going to get a fuller understanding of how close he is to being a Brock Purdy if all things are equal.
Yeah, and I know it's a game of attrition. Just the sport is violent. We know that. It's been that. It always will be. But, man, Stoudy, just from a Niner standpoint, you talk about when that day will come when they get whole. I'm watching tonight saying to myself, and I mean it, who else are they going to lose tonight? Because that's been the theme. Every week it's been you get somebody back, but you lose somebody. And hopefully that trend stops tonight. But just think about what I just said. And I know it's football, but my gosh, you know, here you are already, you know, short-staffed. And hopefully you don't come out of this game losing another body.
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, you know, the funny thing is just because they've suffered injuries doesn't mean they won't suffer more injuries. Or maybe the injuries are done. Yeah. Maybe they're all done. And the rest of the year will be about guys recuperating and guys getting back. Coming up at noon today, we've got Nick Hamilton. He's a sports and entertainment reporter for Nightcast Media, also a host on Sirius XM. He's also a film critic. He knows all about the Rams, all about the L.A. Dodgers. We're going to talk to him at 12 o'clock. But 49er fans, the quarterback position right now is pretty unsettled. We signed Brock Purdy to a long-term contract. It looks like he's going to miss, well, he's going to miss three out of the first five games. Mm. The 49ers absolutely can be questioned about how they've handled that situation. And to me, I'd love to know from 49er fans how they feel about where the quarterback situation is right now, how the team's handled all this. And knowing all that, how do you handle Brock Purdy from this point forward in terms of trying to figure out when he's healthy enough to play well instead of maybe playing the way he played on Sunday because of the toe? Where do we go from here, Niner fans? 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ooh, this is the ghost of Trey Lance.
49ers in a shambles.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, 49ers at the Rams tonight.
I got a question for you.
In L.A.
We've been heavy on Brock, but, I mean, there are two excellent offensive coaches going to do battle tonight on Thursday Night Football. Who you taking? Just
McVay. They're healthier.
No, just in general. McVay. Yeah, one coach to coach a game with your life on the line.
McVay.
Even though Kyle's dominated him during the regular season.
I'll take the safe answer. You said a big game.
Wow.
I mean, if you're saying big game, it's got to be McVay.
Both been to two Super Bowls.
Yeah, there's only one of them that won it.
Yeah.
So.
And he beat Kyle on the way.
You say big game.
Wow, man.
They've certainly beat him in the regular season, the
49ers. Let me ask you this. If Matt Stafford was the current quarterback now with the Niners,
he'd be hurt.
Wow. So, yeah, you ain't even buying that.
No.
Why would he be hurt?
Their line stinks.
Rams' line is hurt.
Yeah, but they employ a different offense. McVay is much better, better at protecting a quarterback.
Stafford's been hurt almost every year he's been quarterback.
Very little, though. Like, he always plays
year.
He always played, but how many games is he average? I'll bet over 14.
Since he's been a Ram?
Yeah.
Still hurt.
Nah, that's not like Brock Purdy.
Well, Brock's not.
What?
We're in the midst of, we don't know where this is going and how to look on the Carfax report. But, yeah, man, you got to get him back sooner than later because he's your dude. And hopefully Mac can.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to get him back sooner than later.
The Niners have for him right now up until kickoff. You're 3-1. You earn that. But if we're being real, Steiny, a couple plays here or there, you're not 3-1, but you are. And if you come out of here, what a lot of people expect you to do tonight in L.A. with an L, you're 3-2. But damn, you still got this riddle or mystery with the toe with Brock Purdy. And I said the defensive line concerns me, Steiny, but moving forward, I mean, how many weeks do you just say this is who we are running the ball? Like, this is another opportunity for them to show us, and I know it's against the Rams, a good team, but, man, if this is who this offensive line is going to be blocking in regard to the run game, then, Steiny, you got major problems, man.
Well, I think they're going to have major problems until they get George Kittle back, and maybe even, everybody talks about how Jennings is such a great blocker, Ayuk. His blocking improved. I think that's got something to do with why the running game hasn't been as good. So, I think they absolutely need to run the ball, and people are saying, well, how are they going to do that? They haven't done it all year. I get it. They got to figure out a way, I think, to do it tonight. But if they don't, it's going to be because of the same reasons they weren't able to run it the first four games, because the line's not good enough. And, I'm really starting to think that the Kittle injury is really, really affecting their run game like any other lineman who's out would affect their run game, even though he's a tight end.
I mean, you would hope and you would think. So that day is coming, and when it arrives, I mean, that'll be one of the first things we're watching when you look at this Niner offense, regardless if it's Mac Jones or Brock Purdy under center. I mean, because you're running out of, that is a good thing when you just visualize and think about, okay, let's look ourselves in the mirror. Bosa's not coming back. Damn. Okay, we got to deal with that. But Kittle is. And you are right. He's important to the run game. And we'll see once that day does happen, Steiny, how if it's instant impact and you're like, okay, that probably was a majority of the reason. But it's getting to the point to where you're putting so much on one guy, especially a tight end, that, this line could be telling on itself.
Let's go to Manny in Union City.
Manny, he's always positive.
Hey, Manny, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Ooh, gloomy day today. Hopefully that's not a precursor for tonight's game. However, I did want to discuss Brock Purdy, Brock Purdy, a Wild Things situation, and I call him Wild Thing because if anybody watched those movies in Major League, Brock Purdy reminds me of Vaughn, because that man can't find a receiver, healthy or not healthy, man. And I'm not going to give him the luxury of saying, oh, it was your foot that threw it off. You are a $167 million quarterback. You need to play every dime worth for me to be content as a fan, quite honestly. You know what would be funny, guys? If this was a reversal of fortune of something we saw a long time ago in the NFL dramas where Drew Bledsoe got hurt and in comes Brady, the seventh round or the fifth, sixth round pick, whatever he was at the time. Now you got the seventh rounder hurt, and now you got the first rounder. What are we going to do if Mac Jones actually pulls this off and starts balling? Because, you know, he is a first-round quarterback, and he was someone that the Niners wanted. Now we're going to have a conundrum. You know what I miss the most, Goo, is back in the day, man.
Tell me.
We didn't care if it was Montana or Young or Bono playing. You are the quarterback of the Niners. You will play like you were the quarterback of the 49ers. And that's what I'm expecting, man. A lot of these guys, they've lost that. The Niners have lost the mystique. It didn't matter if you had starters like Haley or Locke. The guys that filled in and honored who they were filling in for. These guys have got to look at that uniform and say, we are champions regardless of who is here or who is not. There's basically an honor to donning that uniform, right? Just like what Denzel said in Remember the Titans. When you wear that Niners uniform, you better come to work. And that's what I'm not seeing, the productivity. You can have all the talent in the world. The one thing that they're missing is the want, and that's what they got to have moving forward without the guys that are here or not here. And that's what I'm expecting from this team. I know it might be a lot to ask, but you know what? Life's not fair. And you just gotta put out, man.
Hey Manny,
I'm gonna leave you with this.
Okay, go ahead. Before you do that, real quick, they're 3-1, brother, with all kind of injuries. You ain't tapping into that. That's a beautiful thing. A bunch of injuries, they're 3-1.
Right. And I talked about that the last time I called in. But you know what? That productivity, they were resting on those laurels when they played the Jaguars. That was pretty sloppy. They played to the level of what they are and not above that. You know what I'm saying? And they need to just, with that run game, guys, it's as simple as this. Remember back in the day when Dexter Carter was the running back and we were chanting, no more sweeps, no more sweeps, because they couldn't get the offense going because no one was scared of the offense. You know what? Mac Jones got to put the fear of God, or whoever's under center needs to put the fear of God into that secondary and into that defense in order for them to loosen it up. I'm going to leave with this, guys. With all the injuries that are happening, I'm going to leave you with a famous quote from the program. Great movie. Are you injured or are you hurt? Because if you're injured, you can't play. If you're hurt, you need to sack up. That's what I got for you guys.
Yeah, take it easy, Manny.
Go Niners.
Thanks.
Obviously, Brock is injured, Manny.
Was he injured Sunday?
I would say he was hurt Sunday.
Hmm. Well, that means
help me out.
That what he did Sunday made whatever was going on worse.
I don't know what to do with that, but say they're football players, Donnie, and you don't know until you know.
Yep. So they took a gamble.
But Mac wasn't available.
Right. Martinez was.
And you're sitting here talking about Martinez, and I don't want to be negative, but Stoney, he's one hit away or one play away from being on the field.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, imagine if you'd saved Purdy, played Martinez. Now you got Mac Jones back, but if he gets hurt, you got Martinez who's already played. Woo! Paul's in Tracy. What's up, Paul? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, so I think this has more to do with both his receivers out and George being out. They're trying to save him from another bad performance. He already had two bad games. His Seattle game was equally bad. Just go check out the stats. They're pretty much same as the last game. He gets all his weapons back next week, so they're hoping he will be fine with them. So they're sitting him out just for that. That's what I think.
Mm. All right. So you think he'll be back against the Bucks?
I think so, yeah, 100%.
All right. Appreciate it, Paul. I guess that's the thing. We'll find out midweek next week whether Purdy feels any better or not. But yeah. Mac Jones going tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
And you just talk about the Mac Jones component. Stoney, how much report or how many times has he thrown the ball to Robinson, you know? and it could be 1,000. I don't know. I'm just asking and wondering. That stuff matters, right? And, you know, Sky Moore is going to be involved, and I'm sure he's going to get some catches because of who they're without, Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings. But, man, just to watch this passing game, if the Rams do what I expect them to do, load the box and dare Mac Jones and his wide receiver group to beat him or go up top. Mac's got an arm. We kind of seen it, Stoney, but it will be interesting to see how Kyle Shanahan tries to slice up this Ram defense and secondary.
888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump into the conversation. Coming up in a half hour, we're going to visit with Nick Hamilton from L.A. He's a sports and entertainment reporter for Nightcast Media. Knows all about the Rams. We're going to talk to him about what's going on with them. They're having a great season. One little blemish against the Eagles. That's it. Let's go to Big Smooth in Oakland.
Oh, man.
What's up, Big Smooth? How you doing, man?
Hi, gentlemen. Hi. How y'all doing, man?
Good. Trying to figure it out, man.
Hey, that last caller, bro. Mystique. Mystique. Oh, the Niners. Ooh, I'm scared. It's not happening, man. This is not that. This is not back then. So let's step out of it. It's not that Niner team. It'll be fun to really watch Matt Stafford get no pass rush and see what he could do with those receivers. Man, this is going to be a massacre. I hate to say it. This is going to be a massacre. Let me ask you guys a question. What happened to the NBA training camp? Why are we jumping into preseason games? Remember when they had to go to camp for a couple of weeks to get in shape to run the play? Why are we jumping right into preseason games? Did I miss something?
There's really no such thing as NBA training camp. They practice four times and then they start playing games, preseason games. It's not like the NFL where they go practice for weeks at a time and then they play their first preseason game.
He's
a joke.
Is that why?
We need to talk
when
about
we saw
that
Halliburton
right now.
Go down tearing his Achilles, could there be something to that? That you just rush into it?
Probably. I'm going to read a sentence to 49er fans. And to you, and I want you to tell me what you think about this. This is from Matt Barrow's column in The Athletic. And we have Matt on periodically. He does a great job. Listen to this. This is what he wrote. Brock Purdy isn't healthy enough to be the team's emergency backup in L.A., which underscores that his sprained big toe was worse than it seemed coming out of Sunday's loss to the Jaguars, and that the 49ers are leery of it becoming a recurring issue this season. They are entering a rough stretch of their schedule, especially for someone dealing with a sore toe. But the 49ers are leery of it becoming a reoccurring issue this season. And my question would be, aren't we there already? 5 weeks into the season. The injury occurred, and now it's reoccurred. So I think we're already into that phase, that we are in this becoming a reoccurring issue.
Okay, so much there. Because I feel like you want to hang your hat on, had they done something different and held him out to Jacksonville, would he be better off?
Not at all.
So I'm wrong there. This is a severe injury, Steiny. So guys have told us, I sound like a broken record, this will follow you most likely the rest of the year. So that is a bit cryptic from Matt. If Brock Purdy is not healing and he's showing us in one game, you know, dealing with this injury, you know, that he's not going to play his best football, now you're asking me, you didn't, but I'm telling you, Steiny, if it were me, now it's, hey, Brock, this thing is not going anywhere. Maybe you need 4 weeks. Maybe you need 5 weeks. Let's do that. Then quit playing or doing what we did, you know, in Jacksonville and then having you go out there and not perform. But if you can't control that or put that back in the bottle, then I will take Brock at his word that, coach, I'm ready to go. Let's see.
I guess my question is how can we put, hey, Brock, it's not looking good. We're going to give you 4 or 5 weeks and then we're going to bring you back. Like, why is it 4 or 5 weeks?
Because
like,
we gave you 2, and that wasn't enough.
Okay. That's fine.
And I don't think he's really playing because it's 4 days after, you know, him experiencing more pain. Like, I don't think in any perfect world, Sonny, somebody's beaten Turf Toe in 2-3 weeks. So he's not playing to me because it's Thursday, and I totally get it. But now moving forward,
you expect him to play against the Bucks.
And what would you do? But if he didn't, then I feel like what Matt just had that line in his column is like, oh, this thing is what Lowe's talking about. Like, it's severe.
I don't know what I would do, but the one thing I'm pretty set on is whatever his condition was against Jacksonville,
okay,
he's got to be better. The toe has to be better than that.
What's that look like? Words out of his mouth?
No, that's what the doctor. Shot? So the doctors, I might be an idiot. You telling me a doctor can't look at a toe from Saturday, then look at a toe 2 weeks later and not know if it's different, better? I mean, how about putting Purdy through a little more rigorous practices? Make him do more live stuff, not live as in tackling, but I don't know. I mean, make sure he can do everything that he can do when he was healthy or to an ability that still makes him a really good quarterback. I didn't see a really good quarterback on Sunday. Like, that's where it might be the injury, it might not. But I do think if you're the 49ers, you've seen enough evidence that this guy can play quarterback at a high level. And so he's coming back after missing 2 weeks. It had to be some combination of rust in the toe. And so guess what? The next time he quarterbacks, he's going to have to deal with rust and the toe again.
Yeah.
So let's make sure the toe's better than it was when we tried to play him the first time. That's kind of the way I would look at it.
And let me ask you this. How many weeks do you think that consists of?
I have no idea. Like, that's
see, and
what I have to give the
doctors.
That's
what's up to Brock. Because Lowe talked about the needle portion
of it. No, but this is what I'm talking about. Just because Brock says it's okay, that's not enough. I need the doctors, and I need him to, like, I'm not saying pass some tests, but I'm sorry, and I may be wrong, but it sounded like the Thursday before, I'll never forget, who was it, Lombardi? Is he rolling out? He's rolling out. It didn't sound like he was going anywhere near game speed from the reporters who were talking about it at practice.
I do wonder what you think about, can the Niners get their ultimate goal and make the playoffs if this is how it's going to be for the rest of the season with Brock Purdy? Kind of a hard question because you have no idea. But right now, I think we both can lick each other in the face and say, this is not a sprained ankle. This is serious. And again, I'm not going to rob the Niners with the chance of pulling off an upset. But if you tell me tomorrow when I see you in the morning, see you guys, and somehow they pull this off, then, Steiny, I'm starting to think the Niners can damn near overcome anything. I mean, what would a win tonight do for morale and – what you talked about, okay, Kittle's coming back, and like my gosh, that's out there. It seems highly unlikely.
So's getting beat 44-10.
No doubt. And what would that do? Would you just say that's par for the course? Nobody gave him a chance. You got to see it.
I got to see.
Yeah.
I don't really.
Like, their record right now is the best thing they got going for them. Yeah, that's how I feel.
I go into this game saying that, you know, the Niners are 3-1, but they're banged up. They're going down to L.A. with a backup quarterback. They don't have a lot of receivers. I'm going to give Bosa another week or two, and then I'm not going to mention him anymore because he's not going to play anymore this year. So you can say every single week from this point on, well, they're missing Bosa.
Right.
Well, we know they're missing Bosa. They're going to miss Bosa tonight. They're going to miss Bosa Sunday and every Sunday after that. So that's something they got to figure out. But I know, do I expect them to win tonight? I'd be very surprised if they did.
I'm with you.
Let's go to our friend Jan. Jan in Mountain View.
Let's see how she's feeling.
Hey, Jan.
Good morning. I just want to ask, I want to know if they've ever tried to seek medical help outside the division or outside the complex. You know, talk to someone with USF Health or with Stanford, you know, to see if there's, you know, something else. I mean, this sounds like it's an ongoing thing, and it's not going to go away from all the interviews I've heard. And, you know, what they can do to temporarily try to, you know, minimize the damage or the, you know, the effects. Because when you, you know, I think I saw where, I mean, it throws your balance off. If you can't throw, you know, if you can't throw a good ball or something and you can't, you know, plant that foot into the ground, it's going to affect your balance and how you, you know, how you're moving. And so he needs, I think, to seek outside help in the medical field and let them take another look and see what their opinion might be.
That's not the craziest. Thank you, Jan. Not the craziest idea for a team like the Niners to seek outside help and say, "Hey, what do you guys think?"
What do you call that? A consultant, right? You bring somebody in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, Stoney. I get excited for what you were talking about with Kittle, but I mean, man, who is it that you don't lose tonight? You know what I mean? That's a big deal.
Well, you know who they're not going to lose tonight? Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
They're not going to lose Purdy tonight. They're not going to lose Pierce, so they won't lose Kittle. They're not going to lose Ayuk. They're not going to lose Bosa tonight.
Jennings.
So that's good. So none of those big names they're going to lose tonight, which is good.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Niners, they go down to L.A. They're already there. Kickoff at 5:15.
You know where you're watching?
I think I'm probably just going to head home
and
watch it.
It's nasty out there.
Is it?
Well, raining when I came in.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How do the Niners win this game is the question we're asking. And then we're also asking, you know, how far, or rather, how do you move forward with what's going on with this team right now?
Let's act like I'm in your doctor's office real quick, and I'm confessing this to you. What would you prescribe for me? So I'm looking at the Rams. They dominated the Eagles for a half. Should have won the game. They didn't. But I think for a half, everybody was like, damn, look at the Rams. The Colts come to L.A. to play the Rams, hot as fish grease, have a lead on the Rams. Rams come back, win the game. And I'm just asking you, Stoney, when you look at these Niner wins, even against Seattle, even against New Orleans and Spencer Rattler, and, I mean, you know, you saw some things. I mean, don't you think the Rams are coming in here like we've already faced Tyson? You guys aren't Tyson with your health.
Well, I'd quit begging for that.
Now, what do you mean the begging?
So you're banking on the Rams overlooking you.
Right. Like, seriously, this could be their trap game.
Yeah, I think it's more of a game where the Rams just say, let's go out, punch the clock, be conscientious, be smart, play hard.
Yeah.
We'll win the game.
They hate the Niners. They hate that their building is so far away, you know? So what is it, Levi's West? So just think about that from a player standpoint. We could hush their asses up invading our building because we know they're hurt. We just got to go step on their throat.
That's what I would anticipate.
Sounds good. Yeah.
I mean, that's what I would anticipate. The Rams probably want to come out, get a 2-score lead, and just keep the Niners down all game. But the Niners, obviously, their goal is probably going to be, let's hang in, and see if we can't win something at the end. It's tough to envision the Niners winning this game 30-13, but I guess stranger things have happened, yeah. But we'll see. Brock Purdy, how do you handle him moving forward, 49er fans? And what has to happen tonight for you to go down to SoFi and pull the upset? 888-957-9570 is the number. Once again, coming up at noon, we're going to talk about the game a little bit more with Nick Hamilton, sports and entertainment reporter for Nightcast Media, also a host on Sirius XM, knows all about the LA Rams. We're going to talk to him about their mindset. Any chance that Rams are taking this one lightly? 49ers hope so. 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.